Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Cahalan, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Join us now, a member of the National Football Foundation and the Football Writers Association of America. Also spent a couple of decades covering the Detroit Tigers minor league system. Our good friend, John Wagner. Find him on Twitter, John Wagner Sport. Mr. Wagner, how are you, my friend? And just, I don't know, a couple hours, the Super 16 poll from the Football Writers Association of America and NFF will come out. It's very exciting times to be alive, partner. How the hell are you?
Oh, yeah. Anthony, I cannot wait for that first poll to come out and people can see that my crystal ball can be foggy at times. I mean, Anthony, I'm sorry. Can I just take the reins for a second here?
Yeah, I knew a girl named Crystal who couldn't wait for the poll to come out too, but you know, okay, I'm here all day.
Yeah, thanks. Okay. That's quite the segue to get us rolling. And it doesn't make me feel any better. Anthony, you got to answer me one question.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we putting together a college football poll? And Super 16 isn't the only one. AP poll, coaches poll, they're all out there. Why are we doing a preseason poll? Can you answer me that?
Well, John, you've been around a lot longer than I have. I don't know. I as much as people say it doesn't matter, it honestly actually does, which is kind of crazy when you think back to the point that, yes, where you are ranked at in the preseason absolutely matters in the jockeying for position. I mean, it's pretty incredible, but this poll actually does, whether it's the coaches poll, most people lean towards the AP top 25 until we get to the college football playoff rankings, but you have to imagine that committee's taking a look at these polls.
Okay. Let me try and defend myself as best I can. What I have voted each week only matters peripherally on how I vote in a particular week. In other words, I'll give you a perfect example. I'll give you two examples. One was I had Clemson really high in the poll at the beginning of the year, as did everybody else on the planet. Okay. I'm not trying to tell you, boy, I really blew Clemson last year. They obviously didn't deserve to be as high as I had them. I did not wait for them to lose to move them down. Okay.
Mm.
I looked at evidence once games were played. And frankly, to cut to the chase, Anthony, if we could wait on this poll at least 3 weeks, I'd love to wait a month. I very much can appreciate the BCS waiting to announce its first set of rankings until we actually have games played. We're in some ways, I mean, we know who the good teams are. I mean, who do you think I voted for number one on the poll?
Alabama.
Correct. Who do you think I voted number two?
Georgia.
I had them three. So who did I have number two?
Michigan.
No, I had them five.
Oh, okay.
So who did I have number two? But you know, okay.
It's Ohio State. I know that it is.
You got it.
Which is crazy. Who won the national championship last year?
Georgia.
Huh. Huh.
Is that the same? Hey, Anthony.
Interesting.
Do they have the same? Are they putting the exact same team on the field this year?
I don't know. What if they're better?
My understanding is they had a ton of NFL draftees that they lost on defense. And frankly, if there's some Bulldog fan out there barking about, well, you dropped them to three.
They do bark.
No, I have them at three. I think they're going to be really good this year. But I don't know. I think they're going to be good. I think Alabama's going to be good. I think Ohio State's going to be good. I think Michigan's going to be good. Pull them out of a hat at this point in the season. They haven't even played a game. Let me give you a perfect example. Let me jog your memory last year. Last year, there was a team that had gone, and I get that 2020 was goofy. This team had only played five games. They won four of them. The team they lost to was a top 20 team. Okay, they were a ranked team. And so they were 4-1. They had nine starters back on defense. They had eight starters back on offense, including their quarterback. I had him way, way up in my poll. I mean, easily in the top 10. I probably had him 6, 7, 8. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you by chance remember how Washington did last year?
Yeah, I do. I remember they got rocked in what, week three? Welcome. Was it week two or week three? What week was that?
No, it was weeks 1 and 3. And I'm as bad as the loss to Michigan was, and as, by bad I mean lopsided, it wasn't nearly as bad as losing in week 1 to an FCS team on your home field.
Yeah, that was
needless
bad.
To say, I dropped them like a rock in the ocean. But hey, I didn't know. The evidence was they were going to be good. They weren't. What can I say?
You know, John, one thing I do find interesting is that in the AP Top 25, there are 5 ACC programs. Mm-hmm. And what I noticed was Miami was ranked ahead of Pitt, as was Clemson. Over the coaches' poll, you had Clemson at 4. NC State also in there at 13 in the coaches' poll. They had Pitt ahead of Miami. What I find is very interesting about that was Pat Narduzzi and all the chirping he did about how, you know, they Michigan State, and if that's Michigan State, now we'd win the Big Ten every year. And I was like, Patrick, settle down.
Well, you realize that Pat Narduzzi is a former Michigan State assistant, just for the record.
That's why I couldn't believe it. I mean, it's like the guy's coached in the Big Ten. Come on, Pitt. You won the ACC one time because Clemson imploded. Let's not act like you're the cat's meow here, especially when people have NC State? What? The Wolfpack?
Yeah, that's going to be a really good team. I have them in my top 16. That's going to be a very good team.
Well,
also, Pitt is going to be a very good team. I have them in my top 16. And yes, I have Clemson in my top 16. And by the way, did you mention, Miami, right?
Yep.
Miami under Mario Cristobal with a lot of guys coming back, including their quarterback. I have them in my top 16. In fact, as you have made me think about it, I have more ACC schools in my top 16, those 4, than I do the Big Ten.
Ah, it's good. Good. I'm glad they're getting puffed up right now. Because guys like Kenny Pickett went to the NFL, and Jordan Addison, you know, he transferred from Pitt and went to USC. So I'm real intrigued by Pitt. My eyes and ears will be open for the Pitt Panthers this year.
Now, Pitt added Keaton Slovis, who's the quarterback who got experience at USC. So there, he may not be Jordan Pickett. He's going to be pretty good. So they will not have this outrageous drop at quarterback. They'll be good. And they got a lot of guys back on defense. Don't bet that Pitt's going to be bad, Anthony. You're going to lose a lot of money this year if you do that.
Well,
I promise you. That's a good team.
Well, what is bad in college football? Is it 1 loss? Is it 2 loss? I mean, 2 losses, your season's basically over. We'll see what happens. They got BYU and Tennessee up early, and then they're going to get rocked by the Western Michigan Broncos. get some action.
BYU is not in my 16. I considered them. That's going to be a really good team also. And Tennessee is playing really hard for, is it Heupel? Is that their coach?
Yep.
Yeah. They played really hard for him last year. If they keep playing hard like that, they will spring some upsets. So that is no walk in the park for Pitt. But I also think those are 2 winnable games. I think Pitt's going to be good.
Ohio State, you had it too. Where did you have Notre Dame? Do you remember off the top of your head?
I had them up high. A lot of guys back. They were a really young, inexperienced team last year, and have a lot of guys coming back. I want to say they're in my 6, 7, 8 range.
Okay,
I have them very high. I promise you, I will tweet that out early this morning so everybody can. You can either laugh at it or say, that Wagner, what a genius. What a genius.
I am highly concerned.
I'm expecting it's going to be the former.
I am highly, highly concerned about what Marcus Freeman has brewing over there at Notre Dame. He just seems like such a likable guy. With that kind of brand power and the fact they're always going to get the benefit of the doubt, doesn't matter. But then you add what he brings, I think, coaching. I think that's a massive upgrade over Brian Kelly. But it doesn't really matter what I think about Brian Kelly, even though I,
Yeah, and I think that, let me just say, I'm sensing a Brian Kelly bias negatively.
Oh, absolutely. 100%. Don't sense it. I'll tell you.
He's good. He's a good coach. He's a good coach. I mean, you can dislike him, but you got to respect him. He's a good coach. And with a rookie coach, they either have to be spectacular or they're going to have to learn. And that was one of the reasons I pushed Notre Dame down a little bit, because with a rookie coach, I'm predicting they'll have to learn. So that they don't know all the things they need to know as a newcomer coach. Especially, I really dislike when a coach in his first job is at such a high profile organization. I mean, it works. Don't get me wrong. You know, Kirby Smart didn't really seem to struggle in his first head coaching job. Ryan Day seems to be doing okay in his first coaching job. You see what I'm saying? I mean, it can work. It makes me nervous. I would rather have a guy with experience. I just would. That's just me.
Yeah, I mean, look at how quickly Notre Dame ran Ty Willingham out of town, you know, and it's like that was, you know, he went 10-3 his first year and then went 5-7, 6-5, poof.
And he was gone. He was even an experienced coach. He had come from Stanford and had success there. It doesn't translate. I get it. It's a bias of I'd rather see a guy succeed somewhere else before they're in one of those high profile jobs as a head coach.
Oh, I understand. I'm with you.
We're going to see even less of that these days. I mean, I think Freeman's going to do well. I think, my gosh, Oklahoma's new coach is a longtime assistant at Clemson, Venables. Venables is going to do well at Oklahoma. I mean, that's good teams, good program, good talent. But you always worry about a rookie coach, or at least I do. That's my concern, rookie coach.
Amen, because you don't know what you don't know, and you don't know that until it comes across. And you're like, wait a minute, boy, I wish I would have thought about that a few weeks ago, right? And it's just the most random stuff that comes up.
As nonsensical as what you just said, Anthony, I could not agree more. You're exactly right.
It happens. Ask any first-year head coach, like, what is something that you wish you would have known going into it? And it could be the littlest thing. Like it's not easy. That is a very difficult thing to manage. And you talked about it. Marcus Freeman at that university, it is the microscope is going to be on him. Where did you have my maize and blue Michigan Wolverines, John? Did they crack your top five?
I believe they were at five. I want to say I had Clemson four. I believe, like I said, I promise I'll tweet it out here. I'm sorry. I don't have it in front of me, but yeah, Michigan, I'm pretty sure I had it five. A lot of talent back. They didn't crack that upper echelon because they don't have a veteran quarterback back. But they have talent there, and they have talent all over the place. I gave them some love. I did not say, you're not in the top 16.
Well, one of the guys from Fox didn't even have him in the top 25. And I'm like, okay, RJ, so who the hell? Well. I was like, all right, okay, that's cute. Did the Michigan State Spartans make your top 25 poll? Or top 16, I should say. That was a loaded question. Yeah. I should have said top 16.
Yeah,
the Super 16, you're welcome.
They made my top 25. Too bad I only vote 16, and they did not make that top 16.
Interesting.
A lot of turnover there, and now having said that, they did an outrageously good job of integrating new bodies that they got through in the transfer portal last year. Will they do it again? Nothing says they can't. Nothing says they can't. Again, this circles back to the way we started this conversation. We don't know what pieces they've got. Last year, I did not have Michigan State in my top 16 to start. I didn't even consider them. I mean, they were not – I thought they'd be dreadful. We all thought they'd be dreadful, didn't we? I mean, didn't people pick them for the bottom of the Big Ten? Not set aside the top 25. They are barely going to be in the top 25 of the Big Ten. And they obviously proved us all wrong last year. That's another reason I'd like to wait. Let's see some games. Let's see what they got. Let's see what they look like. Let's see some evidence instead of having to just, wow, the names sound good. They're okay. You know, we don't know.
Catchy don't know. Slogans like so, Tuck coming. He better win big or it's going to be Tuck going. And best believe I'll have that one bookmarked for a while just in case. Because I know what it's like. You know, Michigan State fans, they forget that I've been through the whole lifetime contract, decade-long contract, expectations through the roof. I've been there, folks. I've been sitting in those deep waters for a while. Who could be a surprise team this year, John? What's a team that, you know, I'm not telling you, you know, I'm not asking you to pick a random team to make the college football playoff. I'm asking you, who should our antennas be up for?
Well, you mentioned some of them. I'm not sure if out of Pitt or Miami or NC State, if those are Final Four teams. They're going to be really good, though. I mean, if they are high in the poll, don't discount that poll. They're going to be good teams. Another team that we mentioned, I hit him in passing a little bit ago, was USC. They've got a veteran coach. He's new, but he's a veteran coach in Lincoln Kennedy. They've brought in the quarterback that he brought in at Oklahoma, transferred over. They've got the wide receiver from Pitt. They weren't untalented last year, even. That's really going to be a good team. I would hesitate to go crazy on them. And also speaking of the Pac-10, I think Utah, and you, everybody thinks I'm this Utah sycophant there because every year I think Utah is going to be good. But in the recent past, hasn't Utah been good the last few years? They gave Ohio State all they wanted in the Rose Bowl last year. Did they not?
They did.
They did. It would not surprise me for sure to see one team that's off our radar in that Final Four. And by the radar, I'm like, we're expecting Alabama to be back. We're expecting Ohio State to be there. We're expecting, or maybe Michigan. I'm flip-flop on there. I don't care.
Nah, whoever Ohio State. There.
The Big Ten team, okay? We're expecting a Big Ten team there. We're expecting Georgia to push for that. We're expecting Clemson to be a ascendant again and to be in that mix. It would absolutely not surprise me one iota to see one team that's not in that elite radar in that game. And in fact, I would predict that you may see two teams like that. Maybe a Pac-10 team. Maybe an ACC team that is not named Clemson. As I sit here and get ready for the start of the college football season, would not surprise me one bit to have at least two teams that are off our radar in that final playoff.
I tell you what, if Lincoln Riley wins the Pac-12 this year, the commish over there is going to throw up. He is John Wagner. Find him on Twitter at John Wagner Sport. Johan, my friend, as always, thank you so much for your time. We greatly appreciate it. Looking forward to the poll dropping a little bit later on today.
Anthony, I hope you and your listeners have a great day and a great week.